This is Akashwani, a review of today's Parliament proceedings read by Kiran Jha. First from the Lok Sabha, writer is Azim Kamal of PTI. In the Lok Sabha today, Speaker Om Birla spoke in connection with the resolution brought against him that was defeated a day earlier and asserted that Parliament functions strictly according to rules, with no member having the privilege of speaking whenever he or she wishes. Also in the lower house, Leader of Opposition Rahul Gandhi raised the issue of concerns over possible LPG shortage, with the government asserting that there is no shortage of petrol, diesel and kerosene in the country due to the West Asia crisis, and it is not the time for rumour, mongering or fake narratives. As the House reassembled at 12 p.m. after a brief adjournment in the morning, Lok Sabha Speaker Om Birla asserted that Parliament functions strictly according to rules and no member have the privilege to speak whenever he or she wishes. If some members have behaved contrary to the decorum of the House, he would be compelled to take strict action to preserve the dignity of the institution, Birla said. His remarks came a day after a resolution seeking his removal from the office was defeated. Birla also said in Lok Sabha that members may personally agree or disagree with the decision of the chair, but it remains his duty to reinforce the rules, procedures and traditions of the House. He said the chair doesn't belong to any individual. It is a symbol of India's democratic traditions, the spirit of the constitution and the prestige of this great institution. Today was the first time Birla came to the House to conduct the proceedings since the notice of no confidence was given against him by the opposition on 10th February during the first part of the budget session, which ended on February 13. The second part of the session began on 9th of March. Birla said MPs always must remember that disagreements and intense exchanges of ideas are natural in Parliament debate, but there is a clear line between democratic discourse and disorder. He said waving placards, shouting slogans, tearing papers or climbing on desks are contrary to our great parliamentary traditions. He said such behaviour not only disrupts proceedings but also diminishes the prestige of the House. Referring to remarks by some members that Leader of the Opposition Rahul Gandhi was disallowed to table a magazine article based on the unpublished memoir of former Army Chief M.M. Narvane on the India-China conflict of 2020, Birla cited rulings by past speakers when members were not allowed to table documents by the chair. The Speaker said whenever the Prime Minister or any minister wishes to make a statement in the House, prior permission of the Speaker is required. Birla asserted that no member in this House possesses any privilege to speak outside the framework of these rules. He said, while the MPs indeed enjoy freedom of speech in Parliament, it is subject to the rules and procedures approved by the House. Referring to concerns expressed by some MPs during the two-day debate regarding respect for women MPs, the Speaker said he has always held the highest respect for all women members. However, he said when certain members crossed the well of the House, approached the Treasury benches, raising slogans and displaying banners, an unexpected situation could have arisen. He said in order to prevent any such situation and maintain order, he requested the Leader of the House, Prime Minister Narendra Modi, not to enter the chamber, reiterating his 5th February statement in the House. Meanwhile, the Leader of Opposition, Rahul Gandhi, voiced concern over the reported shortage of commercial LPG cylinders at certain places. He said the pain has just started. Restaurants are closing. There is a panic about LPG. Street vendors are affected. Gandhi asserted the foundation of every single nation is its energy security. His linking the issue of energy security to the United States Department of Justice disclosure evoked a sharp rebuke from the Treasury benches. Speaker Om Birla asked Gandhi to stick to the subject of his notice. When the LOP continued with his allegations, Birla asked Petroleum Minister Hardeep Singh Puri to speak. In his remark, Puri said there is no shortage of petrol, diesel and kerosene in the country. LPG production has increased and it is the government's priority that there is no shortage of cooking gas in the kitchens of crores of families in the country. Referring to the impact of blockage in the Strait of Hormuz and the Iran-US-Israel war, Puri said in the Lok Sabha that despite having no role in the conflict in West Asia, India will have to overcome its consequences. He said that for the first time in history, the Strait of Hormuz has been effectively closed to commercial shipping. Referring to the steps taken to address concerns over possible LPG cylinder shortage in the country, he said LPG production has increased by 28% in the last 5 days. Puri said the Modi government's priority is to ensure that India's 330 million families do not face LPG shortage. He also said India's crude oil supply is secure. Puri said that due to Prime Minister Modi's excellent diplomatic outreach, India has received more crude oil during this period than could have been supplied from the troubled Strait of Hormuz during such a time. Puri said refineries in the country are operating at high capacity, some operating at over 100% capacity. He said there is no shortage of petrol, diesel, ATF or kerosene in the country and retailers are operating normally. Puri said there is not the time to create panic. He noted that schools are open across the country and petrol and diesel are available normally. Meanwhile, Bharatiya Janata Party MP Nishikant Dubey alleged in the Lok Sabha that leader of the opposition flouted the speaker's order by protesting at the Makar Dwar of the Parliament House. He urged the chair to take action against Rahul Gandhi in this regard. Dubey reiterated his claim that American billionaire George Soros funded Rahul Gandhi's Bharat Jodo Yatra. The lower house also debated the second batch of supplementary demands of grants for 2025-26. Participating in the discussion, BJP MP Jagdambika Pal said the government has also earmarked additional expenditures for food and fertilizer subsidies to take care of the needs of farmers and the poor. Through the second batch of supplementary demands for grants, the government is seeking Parliament nod for additional spending of net 2.01 lakh crore rupees in the current fiscal. The major additional spending is towards setting up of an economic stabilization fund of rupees 1 lakh crore. Jagdambika Pal said the government, Modi government has propelled India from a fragile economy in 2013 to the world's fifth largest economy. He said India is on course to become the third largest by 2027. Participating in the discussion, Shafi Parambil of the Congress said the growing panic surrounding LPG shortage is disturbing. He also asked the government to bring back the MGNREGA scheme to boost rural economy. Nationalist Congress Party SP MP Supriya Sule demanded the government immediately convene an all-party meeting to address the LPG crisis in the country. Participating in the Lok Sabha discussion on the second batch of supplementary demands for grants, Supriya Sule said that the supplementary demands are brought by all governments and are part of the mandatory process, but that addressing the LPG crisis currently facing the country needs to be prioritized. She said this is a time of global crisis and just as the opposition stood with the government after the Pahalgam attack, everyone must work together in the larger interest. And now a review of proceedings in the Rajya Sabha. A writer is Kumar Rahul of PTI. Rajya Sabha today completed the discussion on the working of the Ministry of Rural Development, which will be followed by a detailed reply by the Minister for Rural Development, Agriculture and Farmers Welfare, Shivraj Singh Chauhan, later. Participating in the discussion, Congress Rajya Sabha member Shakti Singh Gohil accused the government of giving in to US pressure and letting President Donald Trump interfere in the country's affair, including buying oil. Gohil also hit out at the government over the trade deal and the US, saying that the interests of Indian farmers have not been protected. Referring to Trump's repeated claims of stopping India-Pakistan clash in the aftermath of Operation Sindoor, the Congress member asked Prime Minister Modi to come to the House and say that the US president is lying and the opposition will support him. Responding to BJP member Sangeeta Balwant remarks that the respect of India has gone up globally after the Modi government came to power. Gohil said if it were the case then Indians would not have deported from the US in the handcuffs. He said due to the war in West Asia, Indians, particularly in villages, are also suffering because of gas supply disruptions. On the trade deal with the US, he asked about the benefits which India will get. BJP member Mahendra Bhatt and Maya Narolia, who also participated in the discussion, spoke about several steps taken by the government under the leadership of Prime Minister Modi for rural development and said India's journey towards a developed nation will go through its villages. BJP leader Bhim Singh said Modi government has increased the allocation to the erstwhile rural employment scheme MNREGA by nearly four times as compared to the Congress-led UPA regime. By replacing MNREGA, the centre is not trying to kill the scheme but has brought it back in a revised form as Viksit Bharat guarantee for Rozgar and Ajivika Mission Grameen Jiramji due to evolving needs with time. Earlier in the day, Rajya Sabha Chairman C.P. Radhakrishnan said there is no doubt that he is from the RSS but the chair is beyond any ideology or party. He was responding to a comment by Leader of Opposition in Rajya Sabha, Mallika Arjun Kharge, who pointed out an old picture of Radhakrishnan displaying on the television monitor in the house. Radhakrishnan shot back saying, "Chair is no RSS, no Congress, that I know." Union Culture Minister Gajendra Singh Shekhawat informed the upper house that the government is developing 15 evacuation sites of the archaeological importance into experience centres. Meanwhile, Rajya Sabha Samajwadi Party MP Javed Ali Khan said teaching in primary schools of Uttar Pradesh has been severely affected as teachers have been assigned for SIR exercise and other non-academic works. Raising the issue during Zero Hour, Khan also expressed concern over large vacancies in school and said that the government network of primary education in Uttar Pradesh has almost collapsed. According to Khan, out of 4.18 lakh permanent teacher posts in the state, 85,000 are lying vacant. Nearly 1.5 lakh Siksha Mitra are working on the meager salaries. Sanjay Raut of Shiv Sena UBT made a strong case for the grant of a legislative assembly to Dadra and Nagar Haveli, Daman and Diu to ensure democratic representation to the people of Union Territory. BJP member Paka Venkat Satyanarayana spoke on the need for greater accountability and local utilization of CSR fund by private companies. BRS member B. Parthasarathy Reddy urged the government to treat growing cancer-related issue as a national priority and take measures to deal with the matter, which is silently becoming a major public health emergency. Expressing concern over the growing cancer crisis in the country during the Zero Hour in the House, he said the number of cancer cases in India is rising sharply every year due to late detection, lack of routine screening and low level of awareness among the masses. Amid a rapidly rising number of the patients with cancer disease across India, there is an urgent need for more medical, surgical and radiation oncologists, he said, adding most of the advanced centres are located in cities like Delhi, Mumbai, Hyderabad and cancer-related patients, especially from villages, are constrained to travel long distance for treatment. Reddy said millions of families, particularly the average and middle-income groups, are being pushed into financial distress because of the extremely high cost of treating cancer-related disease. Another BRS member, K.R. Suresh Reddy, demanded a ban on herbicide due to serious health and environmental risk. He said that this herbicide used for wheat control poisons soil, water and air and adversely affects the farming community. The leader of the opposition in the upper house, Mallikarjun Kharge, raised the issue when the house met for the day, saying the former chief minister's security was at risk. His security is under threat because the statehood of the Jammu and Kashmir are revoked, Kharge said, adding that when local security and police arrangements were previously with the state government, no such incident could occur. The situation in Jammu and Kashmir today is because the security is with the Union Home Minister after the revocation of the statehood, he alleged. He said Abdullah was saved by a Vishka when he was fired at while attending a marriage ceremony at the venue on the outskirts of Jammu last night. Leader of the opposition in the upper house said the people will be safe when the state gets full statehood. He said, Leader of the house, J.P. Nadda, assured the government will take all necessary steps to ensure the security of Abdullah. He said it is not correct to politicize the issue. Nadda also commented Kharge's statement of concluding that this happened because Jammu and Kashmir was not given statehood and for making allegations that there is, in a way, a conspiracy being hatched to kill him. National Conference MP Chaudhary Mohammad Ramzan also alleged that there was no police protection for Abdullah at the time of the attack. He demanded that the security of the former chief minister must be upgraded. And that's all in the parliamentary review.